following is a message from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information, visit livingwatersmn.org.
For those of you who are visiting, we are installing Renee Calva as senior pastor today. And full disclosure, she is my daughter. And Pastor Dave, I passed the baton to Pastor Dave 13 years ago, and he has run well, and he recently felt like it was time for him to pass the baton to someone, and he has felt for some time that it was Renee. When Dave began introducing this to the body, sometimes we think it happened fast. No, it didn't happen at all fast. We discussed it for many years as leaders, as we should. And when Dave began introducing it to some of you in a more public way to the body and the leadership council, he made the remark that he thought it maybe had been about 2 years that it had been on his heart. And I encouraged him that it had been a lot longer than that. And the reason I knew that, Renee, and you need to know this, is because your mom and I discussed it in depth many times. And she was very proud of you, and she is very proud of you in a heavenly sort of way. And you need to know that. And I remember when Dave first mentioned it, and I've got a hunch it was at least 4 years ago, if not more, when he first just began to broach the subject and felt the stirring in his spirit. She saw it before I did. I was still processing and saying, "Ooh, Lord." But her response was, "Duh, of course." So I just want you to know that. And she is very, very proud of you. Do any of you understand what heaven is fully? And I don't understand how it relates to earth in this time. But I believe the joy of this time is somehow part of the joy of heaven for her and others. And it's an amazing thing. I do want to mention that in 2013, we did ordain Brian and Renee as family life pastors, September 29th, to be exact. I looked it up. We did ordain Brian and Renee. So this is not an ordination. This is an installation into a different level of leadership for Renee. And so with that, I'm going to ask Brian and Renee to come up. And I'm going to ask if the elders and wives would come up. You guys can stand here and face the congregation. Amen. Go ahead. Yes. Why don't you step ahead? Step ahead just a little bit. And I do want to say, if a couple of the elders and wives could not be here for various reasons, but they wanted to be. And we have been processing this in a very good and positive way for a number of years. And God is so faithful. We're having fun now. Needless to say, this is a great honor for me, Renee and Brian. And just so you understand, I'm going to read some things, and it may sound very, I don't know what, like a wedding, but it kind of is. And there is a declaration that we as leaders are making, and I have the privilege of making them on behalf of the leadership team. If it was a wedding, I'd be making them on behalf of the state of Minnesota. We're going to ask Renee to make some declarations, as you would in a wedding, because it is a commitment. It is a commitment. She's making a commitment to you and to us as a body. First and foremost is the Lord. So if this this is very important that we just make some statements to one another. Renee, We as a leadership team of Living Waters unanimously agree that the Lord has called you to serve this body in the role of senior pastor. We ask you in the presence of God and this assembly, do you accept this installation?
Yes, by the grace of God.
We charge you as fellow servants of Christ who are committed to care for you and co-labor with you, be strong and of good courage and give yourself to seek the Lord in prayer and intercession. Meditate on and study the Word of God faithfully. Be in the Spirit and led by the Spirit. We exhort you to show yourself as a pattern of godliness, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry of Christ may not be blamed. Brene, do you promise to walk worthy of this ministry to which you are called, giving honor to God, who by His grace has called you to be a minister of the gospel?
Yes, by the grace of God.
Will you be subject to the Father in heaven who loves you as He loves His own Son? Will you be subject to Jesus Christ our Lord, King, who laid down His life for you, and will you be subject to the Holy Spirit given to you to lead you into all truth?
Yes, by the grace of God.
Will you be accountable to us as a leadership team, as those who are called to care for you and co-labor with you in the work of the ministry?
Yes, by the grace of God.
And finally, will you do all this in conformity with the Scriptures by the power of the Holy Spirit and all for the glory of God?
Yes, by the grace of God.
Renee, whereas you have made these solemn declarations, we, as your fellow servants, install you into the position of senior pastor of Living Waters Church in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Pastor Dave, I'm going to turn it over to you.
I guess I need a microphone, don't I? In just a minute, we're going to pass to you the baton that was passed to me. But I want to read a scripture that for me has been really important in pastoring, in the fear of the Lord. These are the last words of David, the king. And it's in 2 Samuel chapter 23. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and His word was on my tongue. And God, the God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me." And here it is. "He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of the Lord. And he shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth, by clear shining after rain." It's important to rule with justice, but not as man sees it. Justice has to be in the fear of the Lord, not in the fear of man. If you're fearing man when you're trying to rule justly, man, it's a cat and mouse game. And it just doesn't work. So I want to encourage you to rule in the fear of the Lord, that He is the one that calls the shots. And there will be some people that won't like the shots that are being called, but that's all right. You must rule in justice, in the fear of the Lord. The second thing is that you'll be like the light of the morning when the sun rises. That there is a walking in the light, that there is a walking in the light of revelation, that to rule in a church and in a situation like this, you must be led by the Spirit of the Lord, that the Spirit of light, that there is nothing else, there's no formula. As we've walked together, and you've seen the craziness of, we've had some pretty good times together, but you understand that this can't be done by man's wisdom. That it takes a walking in the light. It takes a walk in of lighting in the revelation of God. The last thing that this says is that you'll be like a green herb, a tender shoot, a plant. And that speaks of continual and changing life. That speaks of a prosperity that is ongoing, that's always fresh, that is always producing new fruit. And I believe that's going to mark your ministry. Now, I can say that, well, this is a great scripture for your future, but Renee, I have watched you. And these are already earmarks of your
yes,
life.
We agree.
And that's part of the reason that I was convinced that you were going to be pastoring this house next after me. And it's with that understanding, with that history that we have. I'm so glad that we've got relationship. I'm glad we don't have to call somebody from the outside, come on in, pastor this. I am glad that you have a proven track record and that I have observed your life, we have observed your life. And I believe that these things are already in you, but they're going to multiply. So I just want to bless you. Susie and I bless you and Brian as we pass this baton to you. In the name of Jesus, we will not take it back. We will serve you. We will commit to serving you. We're not just leaving you alone. You know, what I've built is now your foundation. And we encourage you to build and to run your race.
Yes.
Along with this baton, I've got a set of three pictures that were drawn for me when I took the baton from Bob. And it's of a pastor laying down the sheep being put in Jesus' hands with water flowing, and then another pastor picking up the sheep. There are a set of three pictures that I want to give those to you too. And pass those on to you because I believe that that is really representative of what's happening.
Amen. Amen. Before we have the elders lay hands on and bless and give whatever they have, we want to hear from our prophetic friend in Scotland. If you guys want to turn around, Alan Ross sent a word. He was very sorry he could not be here. For those of you visiting, he is a prophet we have had relationship with for well over 20 years. And he's from Glasgow, Scotland.
Brian and Renee, big day, Renee, for you as you take on the mantle of senior pastor of Living Waters Church. But it's also a big day for you as a couple and as a family, and of course to everyone at Living Waters Church. What can I say? Once upon a long ago, a little shoot was planted in the earth called Living Waters Church. Now we can reflect upon the decades of fruitfulness and growth, the way people have been shaped and formed to move in the anointing and also to experience the formation of Christ-like character. And here you are, Renee, taking on the role of the next senior pastor of Living Waters Church. We so wish we could be with you, but our first minister has locked us all down. We can't even twitch your pinkies now because of all the restrictions that are placed on the Scottish population, but for good reason. We're with you in spirit. But Brian and Renee, I believe the Lord is going to reveal kingdom patterns of growth, development, and discipleship in this next phase of Living Waters history. You're going to be a couple that govern the house in an eldership spirit, but progress the house in an apostolic spirit. But with that will be the tender care of the good shepherd of the flock, Jesus, as you pastor and care for people. Do not be shy in signposting people rather than getting involved in lots of situations where there's no immediate breakthrough. But the Lord is going to give you a tremendous boldness of spirit that the word you preach and teach will be a battering ram against the principalities and powers that have tried to put restriction on the spiritual growth of Living Waters and at times try to slow the processes of advancement down in Living Waters Church. Margot, Sarah and I say hello, congratulations and every blessing as you move forward. Cookie is going to call you later on her dog phone, so don't want to steal her thunder. But we're thinking of you. We love you. Every blessing in the years that lie ahead.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, I realize some of you may get an impression or a word, and I encourage you to share it with Brian and Renee after the service. Write it down is very helpful, only because then they can keep it. But I want to release the elders to just gather around, lay hands on, impart, prophesy, pray. Just be free in Jesus' name. Renee, I release upon you, and it already is, a forerunner spirit. Mm-hmm. And in many ways, you being a gal rather than a guy has put you in that position. Mm-hmm. And the Lord has already been using you in that place in this congregation. And we are thankful for it. And we continue to call forth that apostolic forerunner spirit of cutting new ground, plowing up new ground, and even doing some things differently than we've ever done it before. Oh, no. Lord, have your way, we say. We say as an eldership, we trust you and we trust Renee and you in her and her in you. So we go with the confidence and we praise you and glorify you. Anyone else?
Yeah, so in the name of Jesus, I just release every good thing from the heart of the Father to you.
Yes.
I release even a fresh view of the sheep. I release even a fresh passion for the sheep. Seeing the sheep differently than what you've seen in the past because of the position that you're taking on. Release to you wisdom from on high.
Yes.
Release favor on your life. And in it all, release the joy of the Lord that will be your strength. Yes. Over both you and Brian.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord. Over your family.
Yes. We agree.
We release joy and gladness of heart. We declare that as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about you and your family. We, as an eldership team, stand around about you to bless you, to support you, to protect you.
Yes.
To cheer you on. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Renee, as we're praying with you, I saw this coat come from heaven. It's like God put a coat on you. And it was like gold with sparkles. And I just know that to be from my own experience. I saw a similar thing years ago. Just a grace and anointing. And you're going to carry the presence of God in a greater way. That's what that impartation is.
Yes.
That things are going to, there's going to be a grace to do things that didn't seem possible. And you stand at this pulpit, you know, that grace frees people. That grace brings freedom to the captives. So when you stand at this pulpit and preach, people are going to be set free. People are going to be healed. People are going to know God's in the house, not because of you, but because of what he's put on your life. And he moves through people. And he's going to use you powerfully.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So the Lord just gave me a vision. Of course, it's about racing. And there's a race called the Le Mans. And he specifically showed me that this is a race that's a team race. Pastor Bob has driven for 8 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours, and he gets out of the car, and Dave is gone, and he goes for 10 hours or 12 hours. And now guess what? He's out of the seat now. Renee's coming in to her turn driving the car. And she gets to hit her buttons, and the Lord just made it clear, like, you're going to have your own style. You're going to move your seat, and you're going to have your things adjusted so you can drive for you, not for anybody else. And he also just revealed that he is going to be in this season that, you know, like the crew chief, that's the guy that kind of is in communication with you. That's Holy Spirit. So that's Papa. And that we are all the, we're your crew. So we get to support you. We get to put gas in and put tires on, and we get to help you be successful. We're serving you. And so it's awesome. We're excited to help serve you.
Amen.
So it's kind of funny around the house. Sometimes Tammy and I will share things with each other that we know that maybe the other person might not be terribly excited to hear about. And I was thinking about you when we got together as as a membership, and the guys were Dave was letting everybody know, and then you got up and said something to the effect of, "Oh, that." I didn't know about that. You know, I was surprised about that. Well, I feel like the Lord is saying, like we would say, you're welcome. and not that you're not terribly excited about it, because the Lord is also saying, those who I've called, I do equip.
Yes.
And you are moving forward in his equipment. And he's going to start to bring back memories to you of when you were a little girl. And you'll know the times that he's been equipping you along the path.
Yeah.
And the steps that you've taken along that path. Renee, you have a passion for people to understand the depth of the knowledge and the wisdom and the character of God. And he's going to start to give you more and more revelation as you walk into this is how he's, like I said, he's equipped you every step of the way right now.
Amen.
And he's directing your steps from here's point forward. And you're welcome.
Amen.
And I just got, during worship, I felt God's pleasure on this day. So, you know, his pleasure. And it has
good
to do with generations. There's a generation, God loves generations.
Yeah.
And passing of things from generations.
Amen.
So just bless that.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Good.
Are you scared?
A little.
More scared about what I'm going to say than about being a pastor? Well, I want, it's important that I say this out loud in front of witnesses, but God told me about today, about 7 years ago, maybe eight, you know that. And he needed to, because it took 8 years to get me ready for what your yes was going to be. But as you know, and I just want to say out loud, it is a yes for me that I'm not much of a follower. but I'm happy to walk alongside you.
Good.
And
good.
And so blessed to. And I know that this is right. And I love you.
Amen. Amen. Carrie, I think.
I think this is just a little encouragement from the Lord. I saw the Lord grab your right hand, and I saw you walking together. And I think you know the Lord's me with you, but he's just telling you again today, I will be with you through this. I'm walking with you, and you're not alone, and we're going to do this together, he's saying. And I felt like I heard him say, we. So I feel like it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
They are going to do this with you. It's not, you're not going to be alone. You don't have to have any fear, because he's going to be with you all the time.
Amen.
If I can articulate it, I felt like the Lord is saying it's not by mistake that you've done life out of the norm. Choices you've made, whatever, hadn't been fit in the box of you know, the perfect way of doing it. And I felt like it was the Lord saying, also, it's because we need people to get out of the norm. Mm. And you're going to open up the door for that, for this body, for it is safe to do things the way God sees it, not the way the world sees it.
Amen. Amen. Good. Good. Amen. So we seal this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Go in the confidence that God is with you, but also go in the confidence that this team of leaders and this congregation is with you. Amen.
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 Love you. Amen. Love you. Amen. Well, that was fun. I just realized that maybe the kids did not get released, and if the Sunshine kids are not meeting today, but the younger classrooms are, if you would like to. Well, I'm going to move things along here, and I'm going to have us turn to Romans chapter 8, and I'm just going to read 4 verses. Our theme this past month has been me and the Holy Spirit, or you and the Holy Spirit, the reality that you and I have a relationship and must have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. This morning, I want to talk about the importance of being led of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 16. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if we live according to the flesh, we will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. And here's my key verse for this morning. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God, or the offspring of God, or the children of God. For we did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. And the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. It's very important that we recognize that that you and I are children. It says that for those of us who are born again, we are no longer born of bloodlines, no longer born of the will of man, no longer born of the will of flesh. We are born of God. And the evidence that we are born of God is that we are led by the Spirit. The scripture tells us that Jesus is the head of the church. But how does he lead the church if not by the Spirit? He leads individual lives and he leads leaders by the Spirit. You have seen put on display this morning evidence of a man being led by the Spirit, and I'm speaking of Pastor Dave. And if Pastor Dave is in the building, I'd appreciate it if he'd come in. Well, then he should come in and take the mask off. have him come in. We want to have a time this morning of honoring Dave and Susie and thanking them for their years of service. And amen. But I want us to understand that it you want to come up, Dave, and we just want to have a time of blessing you and Susie and honoring you. You can stay seated for a few minutes. I'm going to open up the mic to anyone that would want to come and share. But I want us to understand that we have seen modeled this morning being led of the Spirit. Dave was led of the Spirit to release the pastorate to someone else. when he shared it to the body and to and the with terminology we've used, and we've used it because we both understand it very well, is the grace is lifted. But the reality is the grace can lift, and we can continue to struggle in a position that God no longer has intended us to be in. And it takes a person, a man of the Spirit or a woman of the Spirit, to hear the voice of God and say, no, do this. See, that is how the Lord is the head of the church, through the Spirit and through speaking to men and women, to speaking to leaders to do this or don't do that. And it is a matter of grace given and grace lifting. There is a grace that is on Renee's life. It's been obvious if you've been here and heard her preach, if you've seen her function, there is a grace that is on her life for this house, for this season. And I can tell you this, there will come a day when that grace will lift. And when it does, she will know it. And the grace will be upon another. I felt the grace lift off of me, even though I had, you know, was part of the team that planted this church from the beginning. And when it lifted, I knew it lifted. And I knew I had to pass the baton, literally, that same baton, by the way. And now Dave has passed it to another, but it is because he's a man that is led of the Spirit. So I just want to open up the mic to anyone that would want to come up and share. If you've ever wanted to roast Pastor Dave, here's your chance. But if you want to just share a word of encouragement, if you want to share a memory, we just want to take some time just to honor them. We'll have a time of corporate prayer for them at the end.
In this church, I don't know, 12 years ago, 15, we were here. So however long ago that would be, we've just been here for a little while. Dave, as associate pastor back then, had gotten done preaching. Renee and I were sitting in the front there. I think the Lesners were there. It's not important. But gives you a time frame. And when Dave got done preaching, I heard from Holy Spirit that wherever Dave would go, Renee and I would follow. And you know, with an amazing pastor father-in-law, that's kind of a, like, why was I hearing that? But that happened, just like that. And I learned in marriage ministry later on that I should share that with my wife first before I go tell somebody. But I walked right up to Dave after he got done speaking, and I think Susie came up and I said, well, we're linked, you know. And I was presuming at the time that we were going to be birthing a church in Princeton, and that just made sense that Renee and I would go there. But we didn't have to go very far. But it is, that was the first time. You are my pastor. You are my father-in-law. You are my pastor, Dave. And it's good that I can release him from that terrible responsibility. And I've shared before, but I just want to share, this is a description of who you are even as a couple. We had a garage sale, Susie, at our house when we lived in Elk River the first time. And we were struggling, you know, financially in every way, we were struggling. But we were trying to do this, and really our garage sale was kind of a disaster. There was clothing everywhere, there was stuff everywhere. And you came to support us, you know, just to be there, maybe, you know, buy something. But you wound up arranging everything to look amazing during the course of your stay there. And the more I watched, I wasn't just watching and like letting you do all the work, but the more I watched, I guess God was downloading things to me about who you were. And you and Dave have supported us in other ways too, but you're my pastors. And,
amen.
I just want to thank you.
Good word.
Good morning. My first introduction to the Weigel family, they invited me over for dinner, and I don't know how many years ago this was, Dave and Susie, but man, your kids were little. And it was shortly after Christmas, and every one of the kids was like hugging a jar of pickles. I'm like, okay, well. And so that was one of the gifts that they gave him every year, and I love that. And among the gifts, many, many gifts you guys have given me is my relationship with your Sarah, which I'm so grateful for. Mm. I love her so much. Mm. But when I walked in this morning, the Lord said, I want you to tell my son something. And he said, one of the ways that my son Dave is the most like me is that he is the father to fatherless.
Mm. Mm.
And I remember just with such great fondness, a trip to Mexico and then also to Ukraine. And I saw you more Dave-like in those moments than I've ever seen you. When you were playing with those kids, you were not pastor, you were not hallowed, as they like to do so often in Ukraine. You were a father to the fatherless.
Mm, good.
And I remember you, especially in Mexico, when you were on the ground lifting those kids up. Remember that? Lifting those kids up, you're on your back. Could you still do that? No. Some of the larger children, maybe. But he airplaned those kids. He was on his back like a turtle and airplaned those kids around and loved those kids who needed a father. So I feel like this morning, Father God just wants to say thank you for being a father to the fatherless, Dave. He loves that. And you, Susie, of course, is a mother to the motherless. Bless you guys.
Amen.
And to go off of that, I totally agree with what Alice said about father and mother. When we came to Living Waters, we were quite terrified of people in authority. And one day, Dave and Susie, you guys came over to our house and prayed for us. And it was just like you picked that. You just went like this and you just picked it off. And so I will always have such a soft spot in my heart for Dave and Susie. And I just believe that this next season is going to be for you guys teaching others to operate in that gift to of a mother and a father. A mother and father look at their child who has a leech on them, and they'll just pick it off, you know. And that is just such a beautiful anointing that you guys have and an authority that you have to do that. And I just believe God is going to multiply that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we've been coming to the church for 20 years. It was when our oldest was one. And the first time we came, correct me if I'm wrong, was the last Sunday we met at the school. I think it was the Thanksgiving meal. Wow. And so it still to this day impacted me, and it stuck with me because Dave and Susie and Wayne and Mary Hedlund, hi, if you're out there, virtual land, came up and just loved on us. And I remember it's impacted me yet that you guys just went out of your way to show this young new couple love. And you guys have been that way for many years. I've seen it. I get to watch. And the Lord just gave me a word of a picture of a baseball glove. And you know how a lot of baseball gloves will say genuine or synthetic or whatever? But it's like you guys are the most genuine. There's nothing synthetic. There's nothing. It's you guys are as real can be. And I love that about you. You're just real. And it has blessed our family. You've sown into others very well. So thank you.
I'm daughter-in-law. They raised my husband, and I'm so thankful for that. Thank you, Jesus. I just, along with the genuineness, the way that they pray here, they pray at home, they pray with my grandkids, my kids, their grandkids. They love on them and just show them Christ at home just as much as they show the body of Christ love. And it's just so precious to watch behind the scenes who they are. And
good.
When we were praying one day, I didn't realize this whole shift was happening so fast. I knew it was coming eventually. But I just thought Dave and Susie as grandparents of the house, like just lavishing love the way that they love on my kids and just having the best time. Because they just, they know how to have a good time with their grandkids. So, yeah, it was very sweet.
So, thank you.
Amen.
Okay. Well, real quick. I'll try to keep this as short as possible. Years ago, I remember, Dave, you preached a message on mentorship, just connecting hearts with other people, you know, in the community. And I just felt the Lord tug on my heart to ask you to just come and kind of take me under your wing for a season. I didn't really know how to ask because we were recently back here again in church, and the Lord had been... We'd been in a season where the Lord had asked us to strip down to like no ministry activities, no things, and we were just kind of felt like we were floating. And you graciously were like, yes, I'd love to meet with you and pray with you and talk with you, but you're like, this is an equal meeting here. I'm not just gonna be like, I'm gonna mentor you and you're gonna, you know, learn from me only. You were so humble in your approach that you were like, I want to learn from you. I want to know what's in your heart. And we went through a season for a good chunk of time of meeting. I'm just so thankful for your heart. I knew I'd been in a great season where I learned so much about the intimacy of Jesus as our bridegroom. But when I started meeting with you, the Father's heart and a great need for us to encounter it. And you were such a great example. You have been. And you're an amazing mentor. You are. You're so good one-on-one and allowing me to say some crazy things over the years. And I felt like I wasn't going to get judged. You know, I wasn't going to get talked down to ever.
Amen.
Because you knew the Father's heart, and you knew how to be a father figure to me. And it's such a blessing. So awesome. It reminds me of what the Lord's doing. He's turning the Father's hearts to the children, and the children's hearts to the Father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's this place of honor and reverence for one another.
Yes.
Because you're the graybeards. We need to learn from you, you know? But you respect and love what God's given the younger generation to.
Amen.
And I am so blessed and honored to have been able to learn from you. Even you were in that senior pastor position, but you didn't hold on to any kind of like authority status. You just were like low to come and meet with me. And I know I'll remember it forever. I know the Lord will remember it forever. And it was, you bless this community in more ways than you could ever imagine.
Amen.
And Susie, thank you. Thank you for always being here too, and reaching out and doing all those crazy adventures you got this church into. Pushing hard, big vision. We know it's not going to leave. It's still here. Yeah. And we need that so much.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Amen. 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 I realize that many others of you, whether you're watching at home or whether you're here this morning, may have things to share. And because of time, Dave and Susie come up front, and I'm going to ask the elders and wives to come up, but I'm also going to ask anyone else of the congregation that would like to and is comfortable to come up, and we just want to bless them. And we also want to send them. There's a church in Caledonia that Dave and Susie have been connected with for a number of years that is looking to them for oversight, and so we want to send them into that. But elders and wives, come up, please. And anyone else that would like to, you feel free to come up, and we're just going to release a blessing to them.
I just want to bless you for your faithfulness. We bless you for your faithfulness in the way that you've modeled serving, in the way that you've modeled leading through servant hearts. And I just want to bless you with latter days that are greater than the former days. I bless you with the excitement and anticipation of this new season. To move into,
you do?
That you're being promoted into the next season, from glory to glory. We just thank you, Lord, for the glory of this next season. We thank you for the fruitfulness of the season that was, and we thank you for the sowing and reaping that's to come in this next season.
Yeah, we agree.
Dave, the Lord's showing me a picture of a sort of a metal ball going down like a children's game where gravity has taken it back and forth, and it's a very well-defined zigzaggy path, but it's well-defined. It's not, you're not lost in it at all, but you've got all kinds of points, all kinds of destinations that you're going to be reaching, and the finish line is far, far away, but it doesn't look chaotic. And it doesn't look hard. It just means that you're going to be shared. So, Father God, I declare over Dave and Susie the opportunity for them to be shared in other venues and other places along the way and in the coming weeks, months, and years. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, Dave, the Lord keeps reminding me when Carrie and I were leaders in the Catholic Church, that we had a prayer meeting at, I think it was Jim Delville's. Yeah. And you came, I think it was you and Susie, and revival broke out when you came. We started baptizing people in the pool, and we just had a great Holy Ghost time. And, you know, there's something new that God's doing in you, and the spontaneity with the Holy Spirit. There's just a whole new, you know, God's doing something even with you and you. He's building a team to have a revival. The relationship that we have.
Yes.
I think he's up to something.
Yeah. Yeah, amen. We agree.
Yeah. And so, hoofta. So, so Lord, we bless Dave and Susie. We bless them. We thank you the depth of the love of God that they have in them, it so shines.
Yeah. Amen. Did you?
I'll probably cry. When I came, I was very broken. And what you said to me, it was 12 years ago, you hadn't been here that long. But you said, you just sit and you heal and you rest. We don't expect anything of God. And you did that. You honored that. But you were always there, like a father, like a mother. Mine were gone by then. They were in heaven. And I just can't tell you how much I appreciate that. I just want to release that you know that I see you as a David, a worshiper. Who worships the king. And you were given the responsibility, you said, to guard the atmosphere of this church. And I watched you do that. So, Father, guard Dave and Susie as they go forth from here on their new adventure. Guard them, lead them, and protect their atmosphere.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
We agree.
The Lord would say this is now a short season of resting and refreshing. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it because he just told me there is a horse being released from heaven into your lives. And you, like the circuit riders of old, are going to get on that horse and you're going to take the word and the glory to other places. But it's coming and it's coming soon, so be rested and refreshed because that horse from heaven is being released.
Amen. Amen.
I just felt like the Lord said that this is a season that goes along perfectly with the word that he just gave. As you go into this next season, I felt like the Lord said that this is a season you only get to do what you want, kind of want to do. I feel like he's removing from both of you obligations that you've done because your hearts are such hearts of servants. And it's going to take you a little adjustment to go, you know what? I don't have to do that. That you get to do the things that you want to do because this is a season of what you want to do because what you want to do is what the Lord wants you to do. And you are released. And this is going to take a little practice. And in this season of this short rest, you get to rest up, but then you get to go into a season of what you want to do because the Lord trusts that you can say no to those things. And that's going to be, you learn it in several languages, no. Because you get to do the things that you want to do and the things that you're most gifted at and the things that you're most passionate about.
Good.
And the season of your being obligated is over. It's over. It's over. And there's going to come a time when some people are going to ask you to do some things and you're going to need to remember, I am not under obligation. I am under joy. And I
Amen.
Can measure where I'm supposed to go next by what I want to do. Because that's how much the Lord trusts you and that's how much the Lord trusts him in you. No obligations.
Amen. Amen.
When we came up here, I saw the Lord bend down and taking off the work boots and putting on dancing shoes.
Did you say dancing shoes? Amen. 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 Well, we send you. And these are for you, Susie. We send you into the work of the ministry that the Lord has called you, knowing that a big part of it is still in this house as a part of a team. And we just thank you for your years of faithfulness to the Lord, and we look forward to running the race with you into the future, whatever that looks like. In Jesus' name, we send you to the work in Caledonia. We send you as an extension of the Lord and of his kingdom government, but to whatever degree that we can, we send you as an extension of this house and of the things and the culture that he's established here, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you. Bless you. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you for your, this was a family Sunday, obviously, a little bit more unique than some, those of you who are guests, for Well, I don't ask you to forgive us, but just understand that we had family stuff to take care of. And visit us again. It isn't always like this. Sometimes we have even more fun. Amen? Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are here. We thank you that you are real. And you thank you that you allow us to be real. And we do thank you for the privilege of being your kids and of being led of your Spirit. And we ask you that we would go here from here today, led of your Spirit. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I do want to remind you just to be aware of one another as far as social distancing. And don't be going giving hugs unless you know they're welcome. And just be wise and be led of the Spirit, even as it relates to connecting with one another. But the Lord bless you. There's coffee available. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. See, we need one another. Holy moly, Rocky. We have a message from Alan to Dave and Susie.
Hi. Greetings from lockdown Scotland. We're back in our open prison again and can leave the house on so few occasions because of all the restrictions, which is so sad, because I wish I was with you all today in this very special day where the baton has been handed over to Brian and Renee. Dave and Sue, you've been such precious friends for a long time, and we rejoice in the goodness of God in your life and all that the Lord worked through you both when you were senior pastors at Living Waters Church. It may be a passing on of the baton at Living Waters, mm-hmm. However, Kingdom Life continues through you both. Mm-hmm. And Dave, I firmly believe that you're going to move into a season of discovering fresh pathways of influence and fresh pathways of favor, where you will become a pastor in the marketplace and nurture people, younger people, into business careers. The apostolic word over you is extending into this new vocation, because you're going to see broken down structures, not only in society, but in people's lives, and be a vision caster for simply a better way of doing things. So the prophetic anointing on your life is going to increase as you champion your husband forward, but also as an intercessor and very much one who's called to be a prophetic watchman. Your influence in the house will continue. You will remain a part of Living Waters Church, but new days lie ahead in your future.
Amen. If I'm going to ask if prayer teams will come up and make themselves available, and we dismiss you, we bless you. Go in the blessing of the Lord.
Thank you for listening to this week's message. To learn more about us, please visit livingwatersmn.org.